The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Part of the Answer, the show that gives you a peek into the minds of some of Chicagoland's best and brightest business, community, and political leaders. You'll hear the success stories behind their organizations and hear their vision for impacting Chicagoland and Illinois. No sound bites, no spin, just an authentic conversation about how they're making a difference in their community through their organization. Now, here's your host, Mike Scott.
Welcome and thanks for joining us on this edition of Part of the Answer on AM 560 The Answer. I'm Mike Scott, and we're so glad you're along with us as we introduce to you some members of our team here at AM 560 that we want you to get to know as well. This is the Blue Star Security Team, established in 2009. By Chicago police officers Anthony Varchetto and Jeffrey Salvetti. And they join us here in the studio on AM 560 The Answer today. Blue Star Security, offering full range of security and investigative services, a trusted leader in the security industry. That's important, and we'll tell you why in just a few moments when we talk further with Jeff Salvetti and Anthony Varchetto. But here are some important numbers for you to write down now. 708-669-7470, or you can go to the website, Blue Star Security LTD, BlueStarSecurityLTD.com. They're on Facebook, they're on Twitter, and they're also on LinkedIn, so you can do your due diligence on Blue Star Security. Anthony and Jeffrey, thank you for joining us on Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you very much for having us.
We're so glad you're here. It is an interesting time to be a police officer in the security industry, in the investigative end of things. We're in a climate that is sometimes not favorable to those who are in the investigative or the police industry. You obviously have been in both ends of that. But your expertise and your experience have led you to form Blue Star Security. But there was a spark somewhere. Either one of you can answer this. What was the spark that said, we have the experience and we have the necessary acumen to be able to do this for the wider community?
You know what, Mike? 2009, an opportunity came across back in 2009. A lot of police officers worked off-duty side jobs.
Okay.
But did it under the table, did it for cash, did it as, you know, it wasn't a company. People weren't looking for companies at that point.
Right.
We had an opportunity to start a company and with one contract. And when we started it, like anything, we really didn't, you know, we're learning as you go.
Sure.
Didn't have a clue kind of what we were doing. And as years went by, we built from a one contract, 30 guys, to what we have now is, you know, 650 W-2 law enforcement, either active or retired officers. That's
wow.
Strictly all that works for our company. And obviously things that have happened in the city and around the city have been a big part of growing that.
Sure. So tell me a little bit about Blue Star Security. Is this a primarily local organization where you have contracts here locally, or have you spread to elsewhere in the Midwest or around the nation?
We're a local company. We're based out of Chicago, Illinois. As Jeff said, we have approximately 650 employees here in the Chicagoland area. We are licensed in both Wisconsin and Indiana as well for private security and licensed private investigations. We are part of a national group now that covers the entire United States,
okay,
as well as Canada and Puerto Rico.
Sure. So when folks go to your website, what are some key things that they need to look for? How do you help someone who is looking for – let's start with a company, a cement contractor who needs help maintaining their facilities, putting guards on, or making sure that that things are controlled and well done and safe. How does that start? Where do they go to look, and what do they look for on your website or in conversations with you guys?
Yeah, Mike, you know what? It's twofold. They can go to the website if they don't know who we are,
sure,
and just look and get some information, put a contact form in, and someone from the office will call back right away. A lot of things are word of mouth. We've been around for long enough now that,
sure,
you know, a lot of calls are warm calls. They've been told, referred to us, you know, from someone else we work for.
Got you.
And your example, the perfect example of that is it could be their office that they have, you know, either a threat at. Maybe they fired someone who's made threats, or this could be out in the field they need someone to watch their equipment overnight, whatnot. We kind of cover that's something we cover for many companies, whether it be inside the office or out in the field.
Sure. And either one of you can answer this one. Do you offer both armed and unarmed security?
So Blue Star, we are primarily armed protection service provider.
Sure.
As Jeff said, with licensed active or retired law enforcement officers in the state of Illinois.
Right.
We do have managed service providers that we can provide unarmed services upon request.
Sure. Anthony, the business is slightly different from being an on-duty Chicago police officer, but still, there's still hazards that go with this. This is not unknown or unique to police to have security disadvantages or threats. You guys face those threats in the field every day too.
Absolutely, and that's where our expertise really comes into play. With utilizing law enforcement professionals who've graduated from a state academy, have years of experience in mitigation and different tactics. We apply those in private security industry, which I believe really gives us an elite service.
Sure. What is the most common request you get when someone, you mentioned, Jeffrey, you get a warm call, right? Someone who referred someone to Blue Star Security. What is the most common request that you're getting right now?
Right now is just, again, it could vary based on the client, but for us, I mean, we do a lot of in the TV world. We do a lot of security. We do a lot of private companies.
There you go.
We do building security in downtown. For example, realistically, we're called because we all know that the police department, especially in Chicago, is just as short as it's ever been.
Yeah, taxed to the limit.
Yeah, sure. So people know they don't get the response time that they used to get. And, you know, these officers are spread thin. They're working tons of hours. It's not their fault. So we offer that other alternative in the private sector where we're able to go in and kind of give them that same feeling of having the police, but as one of their, you know, working hand in hand with them. And that's what we do best.
Sure. And with Blue Star Security, are officers uniformed? Are your gentlemen and ladies that work for you, are they uniformed? Do people know exactly what they see when they see one of Blue Star Security's professionals coming onto the scene?
So we offer both uniformed and civilian dress. Most of our jobs are, our officers are utilizing Blue Star issued security uniforms with our logo. And our clients know that when they see that logo, you're getting an armed officer.
Sure.
We do have certain clients that want more of a civilian dress or a formal look where we'll utilize sport coats, things like that.
Sure. Yeah. And that would make sense. That makes sense to me because sometimes you want some privacy, but yeah, you still want that feeling of security that goes with. And you mentioned sometimes filming or television when you want to be a little bit more on the unobtrusive side, where you're not you're blending in, you're not trying to be seen, and you're helping out. And that's a big industry here in the Chicago area. There's filming all over the place. There's at least how many PD, fire, ambulance. I'm not sure if they have, if NBC has designs on Parks and Rec coming up, but they're all filmed here, and we've all seen movie shoots here in and around the Chicago area. Clooney used to sit on my front porch when we lived at Southport and Roscoe in the city because they filmed exteriors right there where the Brown Line goes through at Southport and Roscoe, and it was the perfect place to do it at night, especially. So they would set up the canteens right in front of our three flat, and there he was sitting there when they filmed exteriors. There was Clooney and a few others as well when ER filmed here in the Chicago area. But that's obviously something that you guys are tuned to, and you know that that's coming in terms of contract or work that you guys do.
Yeah, we do quite a bit of work in that. We work out of Cinespace, which is obviously
sure.
the you know, the home run that they made here in Chicago, creating a film industry similar to California.
Sure.
And, you know, on set, you know, obviously we're there to protect the staff and the actors, but it's when we go out on location that it really becomes
becomes a
challenge, because now you have you're filming, you know, there's sometimes we're filming in some of the roughest neighborhoods in Chicago because they want that authenticity. And, you know, you said, you mentioned it, acting like we are the police at that point. We are protecting that scene. We're our uniforms are on, our guns are displayed, because obviously we're creating a presence of a safe environment for filming. So.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't quite need that when they were filming, when Chris Rock was in Riverside, where I live now, the slightly suburban, didn't need a show of force when they were filming. I'm trying to remember what it was. They were filming Fargo, the extended television versions of that in Riverside as well, too. And yeah, I'm sure everything was kept safe. And there's a lot of authentic buildings there, which is why they filmed that there. As you mentioned, that's why they do that. As we roll towards the end of our first segment here on Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer with Anthony Varchetto and Jeffrey Salvetti of Blue Star Security. What type of screenings are you required to go through? And do you go beyond those screenings to make sure that the personnel you hire are of the highest quality? How do you do that?
So as we stated, every employee is either active or retired law enforcement.
Sure.
Okay. So if they're an active law enforcement agent, in the state of Illinois, they have to bring in their credentials with their municipality. We verify them. There's also a form that has to be filled out annually by their municipality, verifying they're still in good standing.
Okay. Sure.
On the retired side, in addition to receiving retired credentials from your agency, we all of our agents have to obtain a PERC card, which is a 20-hour certification with the state of Illinois, background check, fingerprints.
Sure.
In addition to that, we require, because we are an armed security service, we require all retired officers to obtain a firearms control card as well.
Sure. And when we come back here on Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer, again, these gentlemen were on the street for Chicago police. We're going to quiz them about crime is a big problem in the city of Chicago. We'll talk about that. And have they seen an increase in organizations concerned about security? All that coming up next here on Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer.
We now return to Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer, with your host, Mike Scott.
We're back on Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer. We're so glad you're with us here on Part of the Answer, because we get to bring you really some key people that have joined up with AM 560, The Answer. They're not just advertisers. They become part of our community here, and they really have stories to tell about how they got into business, how they do business, and how you can trust what they do. Anthony Varchetto and Jeffrey Salvetti of Blue Star Security are here in the studio with us. They do a full range of security and investigative services. Blue Star Security LTD, BlueStarSecurityLimited.com is their website. Their phone number is 708-669-7470. You can go to Facebook, Twitter as well, and LinkedIn as well to get a company CV on what they do and who they've worked with in the past and how that may impact your decision making going forward. Anthony and Jeffrey, what is the most common technology change that has changed the way you do business with clients that you've seen since 2009 when you established Blue Star Security?
Oh, I would say a visibility, right? So when we started, obviously everything was by phone call. There was, you know, some emails, but everything was done email. There wasn't, on the back end, we would do things, you know, create spreadsheets, this and that,
sure,
to do our payroll logging. We've moved over to an app, so everything is visible to the client. If the client wants to see the schedule for who's working, for our schedulers, they're able,
okay,
basically, and for our officers, right, they're able to go on this app and pick and choose the jobs that they want to do. You know, we average probably, Anthony might have a better number, but I would say we use about 70 officers a day.
Is that right?
Yeah, within the city. And that's just normal day-to-day business. That has nothing to do with calls coming in for pop-up jobs, events.
Sure.
You know, as the summer comes, we do a lot of events.
There you go.
So the having the app and going to that side was a huge change for us, and we just went into it just about 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's a major change, again, for everyone, because it's visibility for our officers, visibility for the client, the tracks payroll, tracks invoicing, takes everything and puts it into one spot. And going back, like you said, it was a lot of spreadsheets and napkins laying around.
You know, you go.
So
no, I'm with you. I understand that completely. And that's, but you know, big ideas come from the backside of napkins, right? When you sketch things out and you draw things out and you're like, hey, I think this can work. And sometimes even contracts, you know, come on the back of, you know, the placemats on the back of the diners that you guys are in, because and they do. And that's how sometimes things get sketched out, because folks are either excited or need something, you know, post haste right away. What types of crimes or investigative services are you guys seeing on your job sites right now? What do you prepare for when you're going to a job site or on a job site? And what are you seeing now that clients are saying, hey, we need to look into this, or we need to protect against that? What are you seeing on those job sites now?
I would say, as far as being prepared, we really have to be prepared for anything,
okay.
right? Because just as is working the streets of Chicago, something can happen at a moment's notice, and you have to be prepared to react and react efficiently and professionally and quickly. You got to be able to make quick decisions, and that's something that I believe we do very well with our experience. But you know, I think violence in the city of Chicago over the past few years has certainly increased. And people are scared. People are scared. There's a genuine concern. Things have happened, and they're happening more quickly. And as Jeff said, with the numbers in the police departments being rather low, response times are longer. So we kind of fill that gap. We want to make people feel safe, because, you know, if you're an employer and your employees don't feel safe, how productive are they going to be at work, right?
That's a great point.
So, you know, we work with, you know, a lot of retail establishments, you know, as Jeff mentioned, production security, event security, corporate security, with a lot of financial institutions throughout Chicagoland area.
Right.
So, you know, we're prepared for anything. We believe our people are extremely professional, experienced, and we're able to mitigate many situations rather quickly that from escalating into something far more.
That's the voice of Anthony Varchetto and his partner, Jeffrey Salvetti, joining us here on Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer. They formed Blue Star Security in 2009. When did you guys, and you can take turns answering, when did you guys either get interested in or join up on local police forces here in the Chicago area? When did you start?
I started in 2005. I worked for 15 years with Chicago Police Department.
Sure.
I spent my first couple of years on midnights on the west side. And then I went to a plainclothes unit for the next 10 years, and then went to canine and had a street dog for the last 3 years.
Is that right? What was the dog's name?
Nico. So when I retired, I bought Nico.
Great.
Nico's now a retired police dog living with me. So.
Lap of luxury now.
So, yeah, he's living it up.
That's pretty cool. Anthony?
I started in August of 2000.
Yeah.
Worked patrol for a couple of years and then went to a plainclothes tactical unit. I then went on to the Organized Crime Narcotics Division, where I spent approximately 7 years before making sergeant in 2017.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I spent the last 4 years as a supervisor in the Narcotics Division and the last two with the DEA Task Force.
Sure. So that brings up a good follow-up question that I was just thinking of. Do you guys ever link up with local law enforcement or even federal law enforcement just to keep that line of communication open, going both ways?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how it's changed, Mike. When we started, it was kind of like our buddies and the guys we work with in the district. We have officers from every surrounding suburb that are working for Blue Star Security now, including Sheriff's Department. You name it, we have guys from everywhere. We have you see a lot of guys retiring much younger, so we are getting guys that retire young, but now they still have young kids. They have school, so they need work. So our connection is grown, where we literally probably have someone at every department around here that you could name, where we have, that gives us an instant connection. for anything. We reach out to the local agency when we have a job so that they know that our officer's there. Because if let's say it's an overnight work in, you know, a gated community or watching someone's house or watching a vacant lot where there's property, the last thing we need is, you know, the police rolling up and not knowing that that's another law enforcement officer there. So we always call ahead of time and let them know, hey, just so you know, Blue Star will be there. It's going to be an armed guard. You know, he's retired, he's active, whatever the case may be. And so we keep a very good relationship with pretty much our office is located in Des Plaines. I mean, you can go pretty far in any direction, and we have, you know, someone who works for us or a connection at that department.
Right. I just ran into a Orland officer, Orland Park, 24 years in, and was, I think, what, they're capped at 29, something like that, maybe 28. Not sure exactly of the number.
Chicago's 29. I'm not.
But he's getting out, and he has other opportunities. They're actually leaving the state. The stress and the inability to do, as he said, his job as well as he wants to is one of the reasons why he's done so well up to this point, but yet now is realizing that he needs to find other opportunities for him. And that just sounds like a story that we've heard repeated over and over, both in Chicago and even in the suburbs as well.
Yeah, Mike, when we started the job, Anthony and I, back 15, 20 years ago, respectively, there was nothing, people didn't know anything outside the police department, right? That's all they knew. They probably got on when they were 21. They were going to do it for 29, 30 years.
Yeah.
They didn't understand that there's a private sector that you could really go on and do other things. And obviously the job has changed, and as we know, and people now have realized that there's a lot more out there. And we'd love that we're a place where people come to find that next thing.
Sure. What makes you optimistic about your two things? One, your future in the industry, but optimistic about investigations and law enforcement in general, both based on your reputations and your experiences growing up. What makes you optimistic about your business? But then, if you wouldn't mind following, what makes you optimistic about being in this arena, encompassing all of law enforcement going forward? Is it still a positive place to be? Start with your business first. What makes you optimistic about the future?
Mike, we're extremely optimistic about our future. We continue to grow every single year.
Yeah.
Every week we're onboarding anywhere from 5 to 10 officers. As Jeff stated, there's so many younger guys retiring now, and they still want to work. And they have a wealth of knowledge and experience, so they're great additions to our agency. And we offer such a wide variety of services. There's really no type of service in the security or investigative field that we can't provide, whether through Blue Star or through one of our preferred vendors. And then now nationwide. We're part of a much bigger organization. So, you know, we're extremely optimistic. You know, Jeff and I never thought we would be where we are now. We were hoping this would be something to do once we retired and put our 30 years in. But, you know, with hard work and some luck and really surrounding ourselves with some really good people, I mean, we wouldn't be where we are without our staff, from the guys working the jobs on the street to our management, to our office staff. We're really blessed. We have really good people who really care about the organization as well. So that's really attributed to our success. As far as being optimistic with law enforcement and overall crime, you know, I think things do come in waves and streaks. And, you know, there's been a few years of bad luck, obviously starting with the pandemic and civil unrest and all of these things. But I do believe that things will get better. I think we will contribute to that as well.
Sure.
I feel like, you know, we're not working for the police department, but we're still in public safety. Right. And Jeff and I are passionate about public safety. So I truly believe that things will get better, and I hope that we are part of that.
So grateful that both of you gentlemen are here. Anthony Varchetto, Jeffrey Salvetti of Blue Star Security, 669-7470. That's a 708 area code. Facebook.com, Twitter, LinkedIn, Blue Star Security. Gentlemen, it's been my pleasure to get to know you. And thank you so much for joining us here on Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Really appreciate being here.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.